Thank you. One of the things that the psalmist had discovered was the faithfulness of God.
在诗人所发现的，他是发现到神的这个里面启示出神的信实。
And so as he begins the psalm, he says, "With my mouth, I will declare your faithfulness."
所以在刚开始，诗人说，我要用我的口来传讲你的信实，传于万代。
When your congregation started, you were very small.
当我们开始的时候，我们的会众人数很少。
It was an adventure for you.
所以对我们来说是像一个探险的过程。
But over these years, the Lord has added to you.
但是过去的几年来，神真的是把人数加添给我们。
You have discovered that God is faithful.
所以你看到了神的信实。
When we begin to obey Him, He is faithful to uphold us.
当我们在遵守他的时候，他对我们是信实的。
And now you are taking another step to still further increase your capacity in terms of building, so that you can accommodate the people that you believe that God is going to bring to you.
所以我们现在向前迈了一步，我们要扩充我们的境界，让我们真的找到一个合适的堂，能够容纳更多的人。当神把更多人带进来的时候。
You would never do this if you did not believe that one, God was leading you, and secondly, that God is faithful.
如果我们不相信神是信实的，同时也是丰富的，我们可能就做不到这一点。
In your personal lives also, you will have discovered that as you obey God, God is faithful to you to uphold you.
所以在这个我们的个人生活当中也是同样的。当我们服从遵守神的命令的时候，我们就发现神的信实要成为我们的坚强的后盾。
These things are things that you need to make known to the people around you.
所以这些事情是要让我们要告诉我们周围的人，也是我们要自己要明白的。
When God is faithful to you,
当神对我们是信实的时候，
or when God is faithful to your church.
当神对我们的教会是信实的时候，
you need to remind one another and you need to tell other people God is faithful.
我们需要彼此来提醒，我们需要来彼此告知神是信实的。
Because much of our lives is lived in the context of people who do not believe that God is faithful.
因为我们所生活的这个环境，大部分的人他们是不相信神是信实的。
They may not even believe that God is there.
他们甚至可能不相信神的存在。
This past week, we had one of the ladies at Green Bank Church share a story.
我们在过去的一周呢，在原来 Green Bank 有一个姊妹，她分享了一个她的经历。
Quite by surprise, a lady that she works with came and said, "I'm so upset. I've been trying to get pregnant. I've done everything I know, and I'm still not pregnant."
有一个跟她一起工作的同事来跟她说，她说我很想怀孕，但是我试了很久，就是没有，我觉得我心里面非常难过。
So Chantel said, "I will pray for you."
所以这个姊妹香俏就跟她说，我会为你祷告。
And Chantel didn't go away into her closet.
她并没有回到她自己的办公桌。
She prayed for her friend right there and then.
然后她就是当这个人跟她分享完，她就在那个时刻来给她祷告。
She just reached out and touched her and said,Father, give her the baby that she desires.
所以他就伸出手来，按手为那个姊妹祷告，说：“父啊，求你赐给她一个孩子。”
When she'd finished her prayer, she said to her friend, "I hear the word March."
她说：“我祷告完之后，我就跟那个姊妹说，她说我祷告的时候，我听到了一个词，三月。”
Last week, Chantel came to church and shared that her friend had discovered that she was pregnant.
上个星期这个沙跳这个姊妹她就来教会分享说她祷告的那个同事真的是三月的时候怀孕了。
And the baby is due in March.
哦，那个孩子要在三月的时候要出生。
Isn't that neat?
是不是非常的好？
She was faithful to pray for her friend.
她是有这样一个信心来为她的朋友祷告。
And God is faithful to answer.
神也是信实的，会答应我们的祷告。
You're supposed to be excited.
大家应该很高兴才是。
I think you all must be Scottish.
是，可能你们有点圣经了。
The second verse says, "I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you established your faithfulness in heaven itself."
他在第二节的时候说 因我曾说你的慈悲必建立到永远你的信实必建立在天上
I raise this text because I'm concerned that in the church there are elements
我之所以提到这一句哈是因为我现在对教会里面有一些的东西我有一些的顾虑有一些的担忧
that are moving away from the understanding that God is faithful
我们这样他这个担心是我们现在有这样一个趋势好像我们在偏离神的这个信实这样一个根基
when we begin to make a mistake concerning the character of God
当我们有的时候就是错误地理解神的特性的时候
it is not a minor mistake it is a great mistake
不是一个小错误这样的错误是一个很大的错误
Because it not only influences our thought, but it also influences our practices.
因为这个错误不但影响我们怎么样去思想，同时也影响我们的行为。
A friend of mine discovered that his basement was getting very damp.
他的一个朋友发现他的那个 basement, 就是他的地下室很潮湿。
And the basement was actually finished.
其实他那个他的地下室已经那个装修过了。
Finally, he decided to tear out the plaster and the stud wall.
他决定呢把那个墙拆下来看一看。
And to his astonishment, he discovered that the foundation wall was actually pushed nearly 2 feet off its footings.
让他吃惊的是，他发现那个承重墙已经那个墙已经挪移那个原来的根基大概有2尺远的位置。
And of course, the water was then coming in underneath the foundation.
所以那个水就从底下渗上来了。
It wasn't a small issue.
这不是一个小事情。
In order to repair the house, the whole house has to be propped up.
因为为了修这个整个房子都要被拆掉了。
And then the wall rebuilt.
然后整个墙要重建。
When we make a mistake concerning the character of God,
当我们对神的这样一个特性发生这样一个错误的时候
It moves our whole foundation.
我们整个信仰的根基都会偏移
In many churches there is a concern because of a lack of fear of God in their midst
我们现在很多的教会有这样一个忧虑就是说我们好像对不太敬畏神了
And therefore we need to come back to verse 14
所以我们需要回到这个诗篇89篇的第14节
In order to understand the character of God
为的是要了解神的属性神的特性
And so it says Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne
所以十四节说公义和公平是你宝座的根基
Love and faithfulness go before you
慈爱和诚实行在你前面
One of the questions we ask when we come to scripture and especially in the Old Testament is this description of God still valid?
我们常常有的一个情况就是我们每次读旧约的时候哈我们就问这些神里面记载的今天还是这样子的吗
We like the Lord is my shepherd I shall not want
我们
We like the Lord is our shepherd we shall not want
我们喜欢的经文就是神是 耶和华是我们的牧者我们必不致缺乏
But we don't like his rod and his staff they comfort me
但是我们不太喜欢那句你的杖他的杖他的杆来安慰我
Do you know what the shepherd's rod and staff are for?
你知道这个牧羊人的那个杖和杆是用来做什么的吗
I used to raise sheep
我他曾经养过羊
Real sheep
真的牧养过羊
Woolly sheep
Woolly sheep
Woolly
就是一种羊吧
Sheep with fur on them
好多的毛的那种羊
I got my flock from a friend
我是一个朋友从那个朋友那儿来有这些羊群牧羊群
Because he was upgrading his flock
因为他就是已经他的羊好像品种又换了一种
So he bought a new ram
所以他有一个新的这样一个羊圈
Yeah, not the ram truck
不是一个像那个大卡车那样子的
This is a big male sheep
是一个这种大的母羊公羊
And he didn't want to put it in with his sheep at that point with his ewes with his female sheep
他不想把这个新买的大公羊跟他以前那些小羊放在一起
So he went to his neighbor and said Can you keep my new ram my new expensive ram
他就到他的邻居们说，你能不能帮我看管一下我这个新买的很贵的这个羊。
His neighbor said, of course, I will put him in the field with my ram.
他的邻居说，没问题，我把你的新的羊跟我的羊放在一起，在我的那个草场上。
What happens when you put two rams in the field together?
如果你把两个这样的羊放在一起，你会想象会发生什么？
Pretty soon, my friend had a lot of ram for stew.
他过不久，他的朋友就是发现有很多的小羊要出来了。
Because they met in the field, and they looked at each other, and they charged each other, and my friend's ram was dead.
因为这两个羊相遇的时候，在那个地方，他们就这样啊、碰在一起了。他朋友的羊就死了。
Dead.
他朋友的羊死了。
Very dead. The prophets in the scripture say.That the rod is to beat the rams.
在旧约里面，这个诗篇说到，神的这杖是这个杖，牧人的杖是用来打这个羊的。
So they don't fight.
他们不是所以他们这样的话就避免他们彼此的这种争斗。
The rod is to keep them from fighting.
这个杆呢，杖和杆是为了防止他们，就阻止他们打架。
And the staff with the crook on it.
有这个前面有一个钩子的这样一个杆。
Is to guide the ladies.
是为了引导那个那些母羊。
And so the scripture says that righteousness and justice are the foundation of God's throne.
所以圣经说公义和公平是你宝座的根基。
It doesn't say love and faithfulness are the foundation of God's throne.
他并没有说是爱和诚实是这个信仰的根基，是宝座的根基。
It says his righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne.
所以他说这个公义和公平是宝座的根基。
The kingdom of God is where God rules.
天国是什么？就是神的原则的所在。
When we look at the kingdom of God, we should expect that the rules of the kingdom, the foundation of the kingdom,is the same as the foundation of God's throne.
当我们看天国的时候，我们要理解一点，就是神这个治理万国的这个根基是和天上的样式是一样的。
Now righteousness is that quality of uprightness that belongs to one's character.
这个公义呢，实际上是属于我们本性，我们性格当中那个正直的那个东西。
Justice is the outworking of that character in society.
而公平是我们怎么样把我们心中这样一个正直行出来在我们的周围。
So righteousness is a personal quality.
所以公义是一个个人的行为。
Justice is the way that that personal quality lives out in our relationships.
而公平是在我们的人际关系当中怎么样把个人的这个公义行出来的这样一个结果。
So wherever there is injustice,
当无论什么地方没有公平的时候
there must also be a lack in character of the people who are to execute justice.
所以就说明在那个地方那些我们的人就缺少这样一个公义的行为。
So unrighteousness produces injustice.
所以不公义产生不公平。
And injustice is the sign of unrighteousness.
所以公平是一个我们有公义在里面的一个象征，一个表记。
When we're considering the character of God, we discover that his foundational characteristic is holiness.
当我们来思想神的属性、神的特性的时候，我们就想到神的特性的根基是他的圣洁。
When we consider that God is righteous or God is holy, the theologians say, if you've done anyreligious studies, that means that God is totally other.
当我们思想神的这个公义和圣洁的时候，从神学的这个角度啊，我们是在想到的是神的完全的一个特性。
And I have no idea what that means.
我不太明白这个说法是什么意思。
The word that was suggested to me to help me understand it is the word integrity.
这个为了理解这句话呢，就是说我就用另外一个词来理解它，就是这个正直或者说纯正。
God's holiness is his integrity.
神的圣洁就是他的正直和纯正。
You may have a friend who says, "Oh yes, I'll see you on Friday at 7 o'clock."
如果你有个朋友说，我们星期五七点见面。
Meet me at Bank and Queen.
我们在这个 Queen 的 Bank Street 上面。
Bank Street and Queen Street.
对，一个就是。
And so you go to Bank and Queen at 7 o'clock.
你七点的时候到了那个地方了。
And you're waiting.
然后你就等着。
And you're waiting.
你一直等着。
And you're waiting.
然后一直等。
At 8 o'clock, you finally go home.
然后八点你就回家了。
And your friend calls you.
然后你的朋友打电话给你。
And says, "Oh, I didn't feel like going."
说我觉得我不太想去。
Your friend lacks integrity.
你的朋友在这种情况就缺少这个正直。
He doesn't do what he says he will do.
因为他没有做他说他要做的事情。
Some people reflect the God that they serve.
有的人呢是当他们来通过来服侍来思想神或者反思出反映出自己来。
People who believe in a God of integrity.
当人相信神的纯正的时候。
Should act with integrity.
应当靠着纯正行事。
Do you agree?
我们同意吗？
And so when the angels are around the throne in the book of Isaiah,
在以赛亚的时候，当我们提到说天使环绕宝座的时候，
what do they say?
他们天使说什么？
What do they say?
天使说什么？
Isaiah sees God high and lifted up. His throne fills the temple, and the angels are declaring,
以赛亚看到这个
holy,
天使围绕着宝座，
holy,
说圣洁，圣哉，圣哉，
is the Lord.
圣哉是神。
Now, integrity has a lot to do with who we are.
这个谈到正直呢，有很多的是关于我们这样一个身份，我们是谁。
A person who has integrity knows who they are.
一个个人的这个正直要反映在知道他是谁。
They hold to their values, whether it benefits them or whether it hurts them.
无论在一个对他们有利的情形还是没利的情形下，他们都要持守这样一个正直。
They understand the scripture that says,
因为他们明白圣经上说,
Blessed is the man who swears to his own harm. Blessed is the man who gives his word and keeps his word.
持守自己诺言的是蒙福的。
Even when it's costly.
有的时候甚至即便是要付代价的，但是当他持守的时候，这样的人是蒙福的。
Many people are concerned for their own comfort.
有的很多人呢，顾虑的是考虑的是他们自己觉得舒不舒服。
And they change their commitments based on how comfortable it is for them.
他们决定自己能够委身于多少是根据自己觉得有多舒服，或者这个事情对自己容不容易。
But when God is righteous in his character,
当神在他的属性当中是公义的时候，
He will not apologize to anyone for his righteousness.
他不会是因出于他的公义，他不会说给大家这样一个借口。
There is no insecurity in God.
在神里面没有这样一个不安全感。
He never puts on a face in order to please a crowd.
他不会去戴上一个面具是为了讨好会众。
He is completely consistent within himself.
在他里面他永远是一致的。
This is important for us if we are going to trust him.
这个是对我们来说非常重要。如果我们要相信他，这一点对我们非常的重要。
But because he is righteous in himself,
因为他里面是公义的，
we can then count on him to act with justice toward everything in the universe.
我们就可以指望，可以依赖他，对于整个在这个宇宙当中，他的行为是公平的。
There is no thought, there is no emotion that is hidden from God.
没有在神里面没有任何的思想和情感是隐藏的。
And so because he is righteous in himself and holy,
因为他自己是公义的，是圣洁的。
We can say with Job,
我们可以说在约伯记里面提说，
Shall not the king of all creation do justly?
世上的所有的王应当也这样行事公义。
So in the scripture it says that God rules the nations with justice.
因为在圣经里面说神是用公义来治理万国。
Wouldn't it be interesting right now to be able to see into the courts of heaven?
我们很有趣的时候我们是可以看一下在天上的样神是怎样做的。
Wouldn't it be interesting to see what angels are assigned to deal with Iran?
所以我们可以看一下天使是怎么样委派来处理。
Wouldn't it be interesting to see the angels who are now being assigned to deal with Israel?
我们是不是很有趣看到 在以色列的这样一个事情上天使并没有分派是来处理有关以色列的这些事
Wouldn't it be interesting to see how the angels are involved in the election in the United States?
是不是很有意思如果我们看到在美国的大选当中居然有天使参与进来了
If it's the principalities and powers who are ruling in heavenly places
是不是在天上也有这种、总统制的这样一个机制如果是这样是不是很有趣
How is God now, right now, ruling over the nations?
所以在此刻神是怎样来治理万国的
Some people think he's abdicated his throne and gone on holiday.
有的人说、哦、他没有这个离开宝座他去度假了
But he has not.
他没有
He says he rules over the nations.
他说他要治理万国
God is seated on his holy throne.
他是在他的宝座上 在看着在管看着这个万国
And so in Psalm 47 and 8
在诗篇、47篇的第八节
the psalmist makes the plain declaration that I have alluded to、
在诗人用这样一个画面幻觉来表现出他想说的
that God's throne is founded on justice, on righteousness and justice and those two things are qualities of his holiness
所以公义和公平是神圣洁的两个属性。
Now the picture doesn't end there in verse 14.
但是就是说这个没有止于十四节。
It says, love and faithfulness go before you.
因为接着说到说慈爱和诚实行在你面前。
So now we have the picture of two ambassadors sitting beside the throne of God.
所以我们现在有这样一个图画，在这个宝座的两边有两个使者。
The throne rests on righteousness and justice.
在这个宝座的下面是公义和公平。
But standing on the left and the right,
在这个左右边站着的是
are love and faithfulness.
是慈爱和诚实。
Now some versions translate faithfulness as truth.
啊，有些版本翻译这个信实是翻成真理
and love in some places is translated as mercy
有些地方把慈爱翻成是怜悯
it's a Hebrew word that implies a covenant love that is faithful
这是一个希伯来的一个好像是一个约一样是一个有信心的
now the order is interesting
这个次序也非常有趣
in John chapter 1
在约翰福音的第一章
The gospel writer says And we beheld Jesus' glory
在第一节说我们是在基督里有基督的荣耀
Full of grace and truth
充满了恩典和真理
You see, if God approached us simply on the basis of truth
如果神只是用真理来接近我们来接近我们的时候
We would never be able to have a relationship with him.
我们就不太有可能建立起一种真正的关系跟神。
But it says that they saw in Jesus grace before they encountered truth.
所以可是那个经文讲到是在真理之前我们先看到的是耶稣的恩典。
When you think of the introduction of Jesus to the public at the wedding, you see this truth.
当我们有时候看到当耶稣被在会众面前的时候你看到的是真理以这样一个真理的形式出现的这是在约翰福音提到的
Before Jesus ever began to teach he made wine for the wedding
当我们在耶稣在新约中记载耶稣在传道之前他所参加的第一个是婚宴
They experienced his grace before they ever heard his truth
他们经历到了耶稣的恩典在他们听他的讲到真理之前经历的是恩典
This isn't just an Old Testament or a gospel concept
这是一个旧约的一个概念
You remember when Paul preaches in the book of Acts
在使徒行传的时候，你记得保罗在传道的时候，
He speaks to the Gentiles.
他对这个外邦人讲。
And he says, in the past, God winked at your sin.
因为他说神在旧约的时候已经wink. What is a wink? 哦，神看你的罪就是像一眨眼一样。
And when God winked at their sin, He gave them blessings, fruitful crops.
当神看你不看你的罪的时候，他给的是你全辈的一个恩典，这个恩典是在十字架上的。
So we see that God has not stopped dealing with mankind in kindness.
所以我们看见神对人的不只是不仅仅停止于此。
In Psalm 85 and 10,
在诗篇的第八十五篇的第十节，
It says, "Mercy and truth have met together."
讲到真理和恩典相遇。
Righteousness and peace have kissed each other.
公义和平安彼此相亲。
I love that saying.
我非常喜欢这一节。
Because it says that two opposite qualities are meeting together. They have been reconciled.
Yeah.因为这是两个完全相反的一个属性却相遇而且他们能够彼此相合
When you're dealing with a salesman
当你去面对一个销售人员的时候
And he's just sold you a car that doesn't work
他如果卖给你一部车这个车不太好用
And you go back to the car lot
然后你去找他
and you say you just sold me this car and it doesn't work
你给我卖给我这个车不好用
you approach him with the truth before you ever get to the mercy
所以你是先去要把这个真理这个事实告诉他在你还可能得到他一些同情之前你要先把这个事实真理告诉他
but the amazing thing is that when God approaches us
但是很奇妙的是当神来找我们的时候
He doesn't approach us first of all with truth
他不是先来先把真理事实来告诉我们
Paul says it's the kindness of God that leads you to repentance
而保罗说是慈爱让我们能够有悔改的心
That's amazing
真的是非常的奇妙
That God comes to us in our untruthfulness
神是在当我们还不信的时候就来找我们
And he approaches us with his kindness
是他是用他的慈爱来找我们
That is amazing
真的是非常的奇妙
And so although God's throne is founded on his righteousness and his justice
虽然神的宝座是靠着公义和公平来建立的
The ambassadors that he sends in front of him
但是在他面前的两个使者
Our love and faithfulness.
是慈爱和诚实。
Some would say that God is answering prayers all over the world all the time.
有的人说神是随时随地应许所有人的祷告的。
I've never found it to be true that God only answers the prayers of Christians.
我也没有发现说神只听基督徒的祷告。
Someone used to say,There are no atheists in foxholes.
有人说这个世上没有这个非信徒。
And therefore we recognize that whenever people are in trouble, they cry out to whatever God they may know.
所以我们发现当不管任何人当
他们 Oh God, help me!
当他们有困难的时候他们很自然的就呼求说就是用他们心目中的那个神呼求说哦天啊帮我。
And it's amazing how God responds.
真的是很奇妙看到神怎样去回应。
To people who are living in sin.
回应那些仍然在罪中的人。
We won't understand it unless we understand that love and faithfulness go before him.
我们只有明白慈爱和诚实行在前面，我们才明白为什么会是这样的。
He is so kind.
他是这样的有慈爱。
And even when people say, God, if you deliver me, I'll never do this again.
有的人甚至说，主啊，你要救我，我再也不会犯这个了。
Most of us wind up doing it again.
很多人我们就回头又去做了。当下次我们再到他面前的时候，神仍然显示他的慈爱。我也可能是另外一个方面。
I like just to deal with the truth.
我是喜欢一上来就把真理来阐释出来。
Let somebody else be kind.
让别人去有好慈爱吧。
At least I'm getting some smiles.
我看到一些人在微笑。
However, that's not the end of the story.
但是这并不仅于此。
When God's love is continually refused,
当神的爱在不断地向我们启示出来的时候，
the testimony in Scripture in many places
在圣经里面很多的这个见证，
is that God finally brings people to account.
而是真的是最后发现神真的是要带回来我们真的神看重的是人
There's a scripture that says The man who is often reproved
圣经里面有提到人脱离这样一种当人拒绝被再次what is reproved? 被责备的时候
And does not repent
如果他没有悔改
Will suddenly be cut off
然后呢就是突然就没了
And that without remedy
那个是没有再没有救赎的
Even John chapter 3 and verse 36 reflects this truth
在约翰福音第三章的三十六节也谈到了这个
It says whoever believes in the Son
里面讲谁如果
has eternal life
凡相信神子的人都有永生在约翰福音三章十六节
But whoever rejects the Son will not see life.
36节不认主的就真拒绝了这样一个生命。
For God's love remains on him.
因为神的爱在他的里面。
So when we think about unconditional love,
当我们在想思想这个无条件的爱的时候
I try not to use the phrase.
尽量不用那样一个词汇。
Because It implies that there is no penalty for rejecting the love.
因为好像说没有一个对于拒绝神好像没有一个惩罚一样。
But what John 3:36 says
但是在约翰福音三章三十六节说
is that God is patient, very patient.
神是有耐心的。
But he is always angry with the wicked.
但是他的震怒常在那些作恶的人身上。
And so we often find in our lives that God will put up with certain practices in our lives for a while.
我们常常发现，其实神呢，在我们的生命当中忍耐我们很多很多的时候。
And then He brings some kind of justice into our lives.
但是他也会把公义带到我们的生命当中。
And we actually see this further down in Psalm 89.
其实我们从八十九篇诗篇八十九篇就看到了这样一个事实。
He says in verse 24, "My faithful love will be with David."
24.
Yes, 89:24.
Okay, 只是我的信实和我的慈爱要与他同在。
But then in verse 31.
但是在三十一节说。
He says, "If they violate my decrees."
背弃我律律的。
And fail to keep my commands.
不遵守我的诫命。
I will punish their sin with the rod.
我就要用杖责罚他们的过犯。
And their iniquity with flogging.
用鞭责罚他们的罪孽。
But I will not take my love from him.
只是我必不将我的慈爱全然收回。
So when we consider that the love and faithfulness of God enable us to count on him.
当我们在思想神的信实和公义和公平的时候，是可以让我们来决定我们可以遇见他。
We also recognize that his righteousness and justice cannot be dismissed.
我们也意识到他的公义和公平不会就这样消失，不会没有的。
It gives us an understanding that sin is an affront to his very nature.
因为让我们明白，其实罪犯罪是一种很自然的一种情形。
God does not randomly make laws.
神并不是随意的建立了律法。
Men randomly make laws for their own order and good.
人呢是很随意的借用律法来为自己服务。
So in Canada, the law says you drive on the right side of the road.
在加拿大来说，我们的交通法是我们要在右边开车，要右边行。
But don't practice that law in Britain.
但是在英国这样的法律就不适用。
Their law says you must drive on the left side of the road.
因为他们的规则是要在左边开车。
But God's laws are not arbitrary.
但是神的律法不是这样模糊的。
God's laws are not functional. God's laws spring out of his own character of righteousness.
神的律法是彰显出他的公义和公平来的。
When we also recognize this truth that God's character is based on his righteousness,
当我们明白这一点, 神的特性是建立在他公义公平这样一个特质上的时候,
it gives us an insight into the significance of hell.
就给我们这样一个看见, 对于这个地狱的这个一个理解,一个看见。
Some preachers and teachers these days are downgrading the significance of hell.
现在很多的讲员在弱化这个地狱的这个事情。
But the problem is that hell is the place where those who are opposed to God and his character must go.
地狱是那些真的是反对、反叛神的这种特性的人要去的地方。
It's not simply a matter of disobeying this rule or that rule.
不是仅仅是说我不服从这样一个法则或者那样一个法律。
It says that by nature we are enemies of God.
因着本性我们是生来是与神为敌的。
It isn't simply a matter of disobeying the rules.
真的是我们是生来就是这样不服从这样一个原则的。
It reflects a hostility to the one who makes the rules.
就是表现出我们是对这个制定这样一个律的人是为敌的。
And so when through a lifetime that hostility manifests itself in a self-governing attitude,
这样一个与神为敌就在我们的生命当中是以这种自我中心 自我控制的这样一个方式表现出来。
The outcome is that the one who opposes God,
这个结果就是当这些人与神为敌的结果就是,
has his wish fulfilled. Wish fulfilled.
就是不能够让他的这样一个愿望实现。
He is assigned to a place where God is not.
他去的这个地方是一个表记, 这不是神所在的。
It's also essential in giving us a deeper understanding of the blood of Christ.
也让我们更深地理解耶稣的宝血的意义。
When we think that God is simply loving, the cross becomes meaningless.
如果我们只是想到耶稣的爱的话, 仅仅是想耶稣的爱的话, 这个十字架的意义就被减弱了。
Because if God is completely loving, then the cross is not necessary.
如果神是完全就只是爱, 那十字架没有必要了。
It's only if God is completely righteous that the cross makes sense.
只有当说神是完全公义的, 十字架才是对我们有意义的。
More than that, it gives us an awesome picture of the responsibility that we have as free beings.
所以作为一个自由的人, 也给我们这样一个反思, 以这样一个图画。
If God is righteous and he has given us choice,
如果神是公义的, 他就会给我们这样一个选择权。
Then he leaves us to be accountable for the choices that we make.
所以我们要对我们自己的选择要负责任。
Wouldn't it be so convenient?
当我们觉得方便的时候,
if gunpowder only worked when it was pointed at bad people,
当我们指责一些不好的人的时候,好像神的话这个时候是可以用的。
Wouldn't it be convenient if when I was hammering a nail, I never hit my thumb?
就是说当我锤这个钉子的时候,我从不会把砸到我自己的手上。
Wouldn't it be helpful if anything that I did that would bring harm to me or to anyone else just didn't happen?
就是说当任何这样的事情临到我的别人的都不工作都不行的时候,
but because God is righteous,
但是因为神是公义的,
he keeps not only his promises but also his judgments.
他不但要持守他的承诺同时要他的公义。
So we go back to the garden and Adam and Eve are there and Eve looks at the tree and sees the fruit in the tree.
所以我们回到伊甸园当夏娃看到这个生命树的时候分别善恶树的时候。
And God has already said if you eat that you'll die.
因为神已经跟他说如果你吃那个果子你必定死。
And Satan comes along and says no you won't die.
但是罪这个时候就进来了当他想说我可能不会死吧。
So they eat the tree.
所以他们就吃了这个果。
Do they die?
他们死了吗?
No.
他们并没有。
Was Satan right?
那撒旦说的对吗？
Well, they did die.
他们确实是死了。
Just not immediately.
只是没有马上死。
It's as they say, if you jump out of a 20-story building, it's not the fall that hurts.
因为 就像一样，当我们从当有人从二十多层跳下来的时候，不是那个就是那个落的过程伤到你。
It's the sudden stop at the bottom.
而是你碰到摔到地上那一刹那。
And so the word of the Lord was fulfilled.
神的话是必定要成就的。
And so we see the awesome nature of personal responsibility.
所以我们看到这个个人的这个里面这个责任真的是非常的重要。
God has made us responsible.
因为神造我们是要是有一个责任在里面。
And he keeps his word to make us responsible.
因为他也要承诺他的话让我们用来对自己负责。
Just returning to the garden for a moment.
让我们再去看一下这个花园伊甸园的事。
It's interesting that God approaches Adam and Eve.
很有意思的时候，当神找亚当和夏娃的时候。
And he makes a pastoral call.
然后他就再去呼喊他们，呼叫他们。
So Pastor Kevin comes to this couple.
然后比如说张牧师就到一对夫妻之面前。
Because they're living together, not married.
比如说他们住在一起，但是他们却没有结婚。
Yet they're claiming to be part of the congregation.
他们又是这个会众的成员。
And so he says to them, do you two know what you're doing?
他牧师就问他们说，你知道你们在做什么吗？
And so God comes to Adam and Eve and he says, where are you?
所以神来到亚当和夏娃面前就说你们在哪里。
He comes to them in loving kindness.
他是用爱和诚实来去找他们的。
He doesn't come to them with truth.
他并没有去 用真理去找他们。
He says, where are you?
他在说你们在哪里。
He's a good pastor.
他是一个好牧师。
Then they say, we're hiding.
他们说我们藏起来了。
And he says, why are you hiding?
他说你们为什么要藏起来呢？
Well, we did what you told us not to do.
因为我们做了你让我们不要做的事。
What have they just done?
他们做了什么呢？
They have confessed their sin.
他们认了他们的罪。
He made a pastoral call in order that Adam and Eve could confess their sin.
他这样发出一个牧者的这样一个呼求，一个寻找，使得亚当和夏娃可以认他们的罪。
And what is the rule in 1 John?
那么在
Chapter 1, verse 9,
在约翰福音第一章的提到的这个经文是什么？约翰一书第。
If we confess our sins,
如果我们承认我们的罪，
He is faithful and just.
他是信实和公义的。
To forgive us our sins.
他必要赦免我们的罪。
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
用公义来洗净我们的罪。
They got into trouble by rejecting the word of the Lord.
因为他们拒绝神的话，所以他们自己找了很大的麻烦。
And they come back into relationship with God because they believe the word of the Lord.
但是他们因着相信神的话，又跟神恢复了这样一个关系。
In Greek, confess is a very interesting word.
所以说在这个希腊文这个认罪是个非常有意思的词。
It means to say the same thing as.
是意思是说说同样就说出你所做的。
To say the same words as.
说同样一个话就像。
So God comes and he says, you're guilty.
神来说神过来跟他们说你们是有罪的。
And sister says, yes, Lord, I'm guilty.
然后这个姐妹说是的主我有罪。
He says, I will deal with it.
他说我来处理。
Going back to the garden, how did God make provision for their cleansing?
那么让他们再回到这个花园，神怎么样去预备来让他们来可以洗净这个罪呢？
He killed an animal and he skinned it and he made clothing for them.
他杀了一个动物，用他们的皮来做成衣服，来把他们遮盖起来。
He became the hunter.
他成了这个猎人。
And he found the animal, not them.
他去找了一个动物，而不是亚当夏娃。
And the first thing that died in all creation was the animal that God killed.
所以 在整个创造物当中第一个死的是动物
in order to clothe them
是为了穿上给亚当
夏娃穿上 and so we have the beginning of a blood covenant
所以我们从开始就有这样一个血的这样一个约
their forgiveness was based on the death of Christ
所以赦免是基于基督在十字架上的死
by analogy with the animal that he killed
就像就是 预兆就是这个动物被杀的那个时刻
and some of you may have thought that this was a miraculous thing that God just created a skin
所以有的人说没准这个是神迹神就造了一个皮一个动物的皮就是直接就是产生这么一个 造出一个动物的皮来
but it says he took the skin of an animal
但是他却说是拿着动物的皮
now unless some little critter was running around naked
除非有些人没有 穿衣服在那儿
He had to kill an animal.
他得杀一个动物。
That's an interesting thought, isn't it?
这是一个非常有意思的一个想法。
So it gives us an insight into the awesome nature of human responsibility.
所以这让我们想到我们作为人我们这种责任心的这样一个本质。
And the consequences as God holds us responsible for our decisions.
所以神要我们为我们所做的这个决定来持守来去接受这样一个结果。
Even as he holds himself accountable to keep his word.
甚至神也要他自己来负责为自己所说的话来做
We are made in his image.
我们是按他的形象造的。
It says in scripture that God made man upright.
在圣经说神是借着他的形象造的是有正义的
He made us righteous.
他给我们有一个正直的灵在里面。
But the scripture goes on to say, but we have sought out many inventions.
但是呢圣经也说我们却
One of the other things that it does is it gives us an insight into salvation by acknowledging truth.
另外一个我们要需要洞察是在透过启示神让我们来知道
In 1 John
在约翰一书
John says anyone who does not believe God
任何不相信神的
has made him out to be a liar
是说谎者
because he has not believed the testimony
因为他不相信神所的神的见证
God has given about his son
神把他的爱子赐给我们
If God speaks from heaven and says This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased
当神从天上说这是我的爱子我所喜悦的时候
And some human has the audacity to say No he's not
但是有的人说不你不是
What is that?
那这意味着什么这是什么意思?
He has just called God a liar to his face.
他是在说神是说谎的。
Is that shocking?
是不是很让人觉得很震惊的一件事?
But we all did that, didn't we?
但是我们常常这
样做。When we first heard the gospel, we said, no, that can't be true.
我们很多时候我们回到圣经说我们就说哦到福音的时候我们说不可能。
And we offended God by calling him a liar to his face.
我们常常因为不相信神的信实而把他称为说谎者。
He said, this is good news for you.
神说这是对你来说是一个福音。
And we said, oh, I've heard it all before.
我们却说哦我以前已经听过了。
Oh, my, my.
我都知道我里面我都知道。
We're surrounded by people who hear God.
我们周围有很多听过神的人。
And he says, this is my beloved son.
神说这是我的爱子
And they say, oh, I prefer Buddha.
可是他们说哦那我还是宁愿选 佛吧
Yeah. And ultimately then God will say to them, very good, have your choice.
但是神最终会是说那你们有你们的选择
Go to Buddha.
就去找佛吧
The other application that this insight has into God's character
另外一个我们可以用的这个关于神的这样一个特性是
as an application to the discipline within a local congregation
而是我们要真的是用在我们怎么样来对就是对我们的会众有这样一个纪律的心有一个严于律己的
the exercise of God's righteousness and justice in the local body
而是就是说怎么样在我们这样一个群体当中来行出神的公义和公平来
my nephew is a pastor In a Baptist church.
他的侄子是在一个浸信会的一个牧师。
He has a couple in his church who are living together and planning to make babies.
他们有一些会众，他们有一些就是住在一起， 然后想有一个孩子。
They are claiming to be Christians.
他们想成为基督徒。
They're in the membership of the church.
他们已经是这个会众的一员。
And he cannot get his own church board to agree that they are in sin.
但是他这个侄子就不能够得到他们这个同工会的支持，说这些人做的是犯罪的。
In the modern world, they're making love.
在现代这个世界上，大家把这个爱，
instead of fornicating.
他们认为这只是一个男女的爱，而不把它看成是淫乱。
Do you see, once we move aside from the righteousness and justice of God being the center of his character,
你看，我们真的是把神的公义和公平这样一个特质呢，挪移了这个神的中心。
We begin to esteem
我们开始来自己来弄出一些
the quality of love and truthfulness
好像有点改变真正的这个爱和慈爱和诚实
as if they were the king
如果这个慈爱和诚实是王的话
rather than his messengers
而不是当成是一个传达信息的
Do you understand what I'm saying?
明白吗?
Once you embrace love and mercy as being the essence of God.
如果我们把慈爱和怜悯放在一起成为神的本质的话,
you must then give up on justice and righteousness.
如果你只把那个当成本质, 你可能就会放弃神的公义和公平。
And so this principle illustrates my friend's house.
这样一个原则哈, 就是说也在他的一个朋友的家里面, 有一些事情能看到这个原则。
The pressure of the earth on the outside of the house
在这个房子外面有一个什么压力机
has pushed the foundation off its footings
把它的这个就是说那个根基地基偏移了它那原来的位置一些位置
Half of the house is in danger of falling in
所以一半的那个房子一半就有这个倒塌的危险
because it's lost its foundation
因为这个根基快没有了
Jesus said that those who would build on obedience to him
耶稣说,当你把信心建立在听从神的话语的基础上的时候
would build on rock
就是建立在磐石上
but that those who just heard and went away
如果那些听到了神的话就走开了
would be building on sand
那是建立在沙土上
the pressure of the world around us
那个压力在这个我们真的所承受的这个来自世界的压力
is very strong
是非常强大的
We must hold on to our foundation
所以我们必须要持守我们这样一个根基
which is the righteousness and justice of God
就是神的公义和公平
even as we approach sinners with loving kindness and mercy
即便我们是用爱和怜悯来去面对一些罪人的时候
But if they will not turn and they will not repent,
如果他们不想悔改，不想回转，
then we recognize that they must stand under the wrath of God.
因为我们要意识到他们有一天要站在神的公义面前。
And let me tell you, the wrath of God is not the same as the love of God.
我要告诉你，神的愤怒和神的爱是不一样的。
The wrath of God is not the same as the love of God.
神的愤怒和神的爱是不同的。
Your growth as a congregation
当我们整个会众在增长的时候
and your health as a congregation
你们作为一个健康的一个会众
depends upon each one of you acting with righteousness and justice
是建立在我们每一个人都是要靠公义和公平来行事的基础上
but at the same time approaching those who have lost the path
但是当我们来去接近那些有些偏离的人的时候
with loving kindness and truth
我们要用爱、慈爱、怜悯和诚实
Many years ago, some of my sons were wandering away
很多年前他的儿子们有一些走一些过弯路。
And I was really concerned for them.
我非常担忧他们。
And so as a good pastor, I got on their case.
作为一个牧师，我得要去面对这样一个情形。
I criticized everything they did.
我批评他们所做的一切。
It didn't help.
但是没有用。
And the Lord spoke to me a scripture.
神就用圣经上一节经文告诉我。
And he said, with loving kindness and truth.
要用爱、慈爱、怜悯和诚实。
Rebellion is broken.
这个反叛的来责备那些受伤的心。
With loving kindness and truth.
用爱、怜悯和诚实。
Rebellion is broken.
来去责备那些受伤的心。
And I finally got the message.
所以我终于明白一个。
Praise everything good that they did.
去赞扬他们所做一切的好的事情，要赞称赞他们。
Congratulate them on anything they did that was righteous and just.
当他们有一点点的行公义和公平的时候，我们要去称赞，要祝贺他们。
And very gently speak the truth.
然后非常温柔地讲出真理来。
This principle comes right down to your families, men.
这个真理是适用于我们的家庭的。
It comes down to the way you deal with your wife and your children.
是适用于我们怎么样去和我们的配偶和孩子来相处的。
Not as some kind of a tyrant pronouncing judgments from God from the mountain with lightning and thunder.
而不是说像真的是从神在西乃山上用在火和荆棘当中显现的那种。
But with loving kindness,
而是用爱和诚实
dealing with your families,
来去处理家里的事情
in the same way that God patiently deals with you,
就像神怎样耐心地来对待我们
otherwise you just be crisp.
所以否则的话我们就很容易
a wisp of smoke coming out of the toaster,
就像一股青烟，烟马上就冒出来了
and so,We have this amazing scripture that says, "Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne."
所以真的很宝贵的经文，公义和公平是你宝座的根基。
But when you approach fallen men,
当你去面对失丧人群的时候
，you come in love and truth.
你是用爱和诚实来去。
May the Lord continue to bless you and prosper you.
愿神继续来祝福我们，兴旺我们。
May the favor of God be here.
愿神的恩宠在我们当中。
And rest on you corporately.
在我们整体。
In your families.
在我们的家庭当中。
And in your relationship with husbands and wives.
在我们夫妻关系当中。
If you hold fast to this principle.
如果我们紧紧持守这样一个原则的话。
You will have fellowship with God.
你就会有跟神建立这样一个亲密的关系。
Because in conclusion, it says in 1 John that if we walk in the light.
在这个约翰一书也说到，当我们在光中行的时候
as he is in the light,
因为他是光
we have fellowship with one another,
我们就彼此相连
and the blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin.
神的宝血就要洗净我们一切的罪
May you go from strength to strength and be blessed.
我们真的愿我们都能够真的是直往这个神的祝福的路上
Thank you so much for honoring me again by inviting me to speak to you.
谢谢大家能够到这边来讲
我们谢谢 Pastor Ken 啊，真的是很好的一个提醒啊，真的是我们需要在生命当中，我们需要常常来认识神的圣洁跟公义啊，因为离了他这样一个圣洁的属性，我们都行在灭亡的道上。那也唯有在他的慈爱当中，我们才能够在这样一个错误当中，我们可以回转到他的恩典里头啊。所以我们真的是需要我们彼此要常常提醒。好，我们跟主耶稣说，对的要赞扬啊。对的要夸夸我们哈，然后跟他说啊，你成就的话，你要好好的恭喜他啊。然后他说错的，也求神帮助我可以说出来啊。真的，我们需要有爱啊，在爱里头，我们需要把这样一个恩典，我们可以把它给活出来哈。我们现在我们用一首诗歌，我们都来回应，好吧哈。